Evening. Welcome to Healing Our Brokenness, episode 47, entitled Enough for Everybody or the Scarcity Mindset. It was about a couple of years ago when I was looking out of my kitchen window and I thought that what I was witnessing was a bird fight. But instead of it being a fight, it was more like a bullying situation, believe it or not. Bullying among two birds. One robin decided that he wanted the other robin to leave the grass. And granted, there was more than enough room for both of them. The second robin, whom I'll refer to as the victim, tried to stay there. However, the first robin, Mr. Bully, continued to peck him. The victim went over to the bird bath to relax there. And what do you know? Mr. Bully came over there and pecked him until he left that area. Eventually, the victim flew into the happy face tree. And I call it the happy face tree because someone literally drew a happy face on the inside of the tree stump that's in my backyard. They actually cut off a branch and drew a picture of a happy face there. So the victim, Mr. Robin number two, flew into the happy face tree and he stayed there for a while. This made the bully very happy. Now, if you think about this whole scenario that took place, it's basically the same difference of us having a scarcity mindset that there is not going to be enough. And in this case, Mr. Bully thought that there was not enough room for him and Mr. Victim, unfortunately. But there was more than enough. And that's oftentimes what we do when it comes to our belongings, food, etc. Okay, back in the spring, I saw several birds in the backyard after it rained. No one had the bullying and victim title. They were all scavenging for food after it rained. No one was pecking each other. No one was pushing each other. No one was demanding that anyone else leave the area. They were all looking for food separately, and there was plenty out there, plenty of worms. And they knew that there was more than enough to go around. In that moment, God revealed something to me. Sometimes we're like the two birds from a year ago, where we're not satisfied until we're the only star because of our scarcity mindset. Our fists stay tightly closed. We feel there is not going to be enough of God's grace, goodness, and mercy to go around. We think we have to fight each other in order to get the blessings, or there won't be enough. But then other times we're like the birds from the spring, realizing that there's more than enough, that God's definition of abundance is more than, more than, more than enough. God is the one who owns it all and is running it all. And that's what we're realizing in the second situation, like all of the birds who were happily looking for worms and everything else that they thought was out there after the rain. With the abundance mindset, we have our hands open, our arms open. We are ready to pour, to get the blessings poured on us. And even when it comes to whatever talent it is that God has blessed us with, He has to tell that door to open and to close. Some of us will be blessed with a lot, and some of us will be blessed with little. However, when we realize that there's more than enough for everybody, then we can look to God rather than other people to receive the blessing. God is the one who is in charge of the blessings. Some of us will make it extremely big, and some of us God will use on a smaller scale. But it's up to Him to decide, not other people. Oh, so-and-so is going to steal my blessing away from me. No, God will open the door, and He will close our doors. Oh, my people, listen as I speak. Here are my charges against you, O Israel. I am God, your God. And I'm reading from Psalms 57 through 15. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or the burnt offerings you constantly offer. But I do not need the bulls from your barns or the goats from your pens. For all the animals of the forest are mine. And I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. Do I eat the meat of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. Dear God, we thank you for the gifts that you blessed us with. We pray that you will help us to realize that we don't have to worry about being threatened by anyone or anything, because you have blessed all of us with different gifts and talents that are unique to us. Help us to know that we don't have to keep the scarcity mindset, that we can have the mindset of having our arms and our hands open to receive all of the abundance that you have for us. You tell us in your word that you came to give us life and to give us this life more abundantly. Please help us not to compete, but to work together for your glory, because you have a purpose for each and every one of our lives, whether it's a bigger scale or a smaller scale. We ask all of these things in your holy and precious name it is that we're praying. Amen. And if healing our brokenness is making a difference in your life, how about leaving us a review on iTunes, tagging a friend on social media, sending a word of encouragement to T like Tom, Horton as in Horton Here's a Who, 479@gmail.com. That's T Horton 479@gmail.com. And I am wishing you a very blessed rest of your Saturday evening and a blessed Sunday before you start off the work week. Until next time.
He gave more than I could have known. Turn those valleys into places to learn, instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without His grace, how could I say that I've seen the world from His great love? How could I know what He could love? For me, if I didn't give up and let Him be my valley. us where things would change. And maybe they'd take up the cross high again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refined. So much for me.